walking all alone, growing comfortable. Are you too scared to move and walk out of this tomb? Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave. Come on and rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? You're brand new, the power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus?
You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I am pleased as punch. I'm always pleased when she comes in. It's the executive director of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings, Tiffany Newharth. Tiffany, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. It's my favorite Thursday of the month.
Back. Why not? Mine too. I like it. We're catching up with a little bit of what's going on over at Rise Up Recovery, things that we got coming up. And I would like to start our segment today talking about a recent move that the organization has completed, bringing some services for women now into Hastings. Hope House was a facility that you had in Lakeville that catered specifically to women's needs in recovery, and in an effort to kind of centralize and, you know, concentrate the work, you move that into Hastings from Lakeville. So tell me a little bit about the process of getting Hope House moved over.
Yeah, it has been a labor of love. And something we've wanted to do for, I mean, honestly, the past year and a half, I would say. Because the women out, when they were out in Lakeville, they were like their own little island.
Sure.
And there was this disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And so they weren't able to be fully engaged and involved in things that we have going on here in the community. And this is really our heartbeat, right? This is where really most of our things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So moving them here, that was completed in one day, September 1st. And it took nothing shy of a village, a bunch of people.
With moving vans and hand carts and
yes,
wagons.
Exactly. Mobilized and all hands on deck, and it was a wonderful thing. I think it required one and a half trips. There was a couple people who had to come back for
sure.
Some small things, and again, the house was fully cleaned and ready for the next tenants, I think by 4 p.m., So it was great, and yeah, the women are thrilled to be here in Hastings. They are absolutely loving it. Some of them have jobs already. They're within walking distance to the community center, so we
sure
get to see their lovely faces way more often.
Right.
And it's just fun see them flourishing. It is.
That's a good way to put it, but tell me a little bit about what the focus of Hope House is. How does it assist women in that situation? What's the road you help them walk?
Great question. So Hope House is our women's post-treatment recovery home. So these are all women who've been through a treatment program, are stabilized in their recovery, and they're really looking to just integrate with the community and kind of figure out how to live out recovery in a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be many people returning to their previous living arrangements is not either an option or it's really unsafe for their recovery, unsupportive.
Right.
So this is a safe space, and these ladies have developed a community. Let me tell you, they are really involved with each other's lives and very supportive, and we'll even stop by each other's work sometimes just to check in or bring them lunch or,
sure,
you know, if one of them needs to go to the doctor, they all go together. It's like, It's incredible. So, yeah, this is really a community of women who are learning how to live out recovery together in a safe space.
And Hope House itself, how long has it been in operation?
Oh, goodness. I would say really close to when we first started. So Hope House has been almost 3 years.
Wow.
Almost 3 years.
And right now, I believe when you moved them in September, there, memory serves, there were five women. Do you have any idea of how many women you've helped throughout those 3 years? How many women have been in that program? It was six or seven, right?
No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, just like anything, when you start off, it's you fumble around. And we inherited that home.
Oh.
So the Lakeville home, we inherited. We didn't start that. It was from another ministry that was like, we are washing our hands of this housing thing because it's really hard and it's just not our wheelhouse. Do you want to take over? And naively, I said, yeah, why not? And it was, I would say, a solid year and a half, almost 2 years of jumping off the deep end, learning a ton.
Oh, sure.
About how to operate a home in a way that's really healthy.
Because
a lot of people are coming out of chaos, and the tendency is to bring chaos. And when we took over that home, it was sheer chaos. And I can proudly say now that's not.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been quite a journey over these last 3 years, and I completely forgot your initial question, Mike, because I'm just
about how many women have you helped. Assisted?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so thank you. Early on there was a number that kind of cycled through in and out. I would say probably 25 to 30.
Wow.
Over the last 3 years.
Nice.
Yeah, and I would say that the women that we have now in the house, half of them have been with us for quite a while, like a year.
Sure. Okay.
So that helps with the stability factor too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there isn't a prescribed time limit for someone to be in that program. It's kind of goal-based. When we reach this particular milepost, then we'll look at other things.
Exactly. Some mm-hmm. of them come in knowing, hey, I only plan on being here for a few months, just until I get a job and I save money and I, you know, that sort of thing. And some of them, you know, maybe a couple of them, well, one of them in particular came from out of state, you know, from an out of state treatment. And so she's really working on building a life from the ground up here.
Mm.
So naturally it's probably going to take a little bit longer, and that's
sure.
okay. And, you know, when we're talking about women, there's a lot more complex issues involved.
Sure.
Mental health, trauma. And so once, you know, some of these ladies find a safe place, it can be a whole process of them going through a lot of healing before they're ready to step on their own, which is good.
It is.
Men's house is opposite. Men are like, well, let's get a job and work 60 hours. And like,
we can close that compartment and move on to a different one.
Right. And the women tend to be, for the most part, a lot more slower. And that, honestly, from our perspective, works a lot better.
Well, and I've gone through some course materials that talk about how men and women's minds are different. Men tend to compartmentalize. We've talked about this before, I'm sure. Women tend to connect everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a traumatized woman with a mindset that's everything connected, it's going to take a long time to disconnect the trauma from everything else going on in that person's life.
Absolutely.
And it's completely understandable that it's not something that, okay, we're going to close that compartment and move on.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work for women.
Nope, definitely not.
But not everything is hard and difficult and trying in Rise Up Recovery. You have some fun stuff coming up. I'd mm-hmm. like to move on to that a little bit. And for the people up at Hope House, if you're listening, keep plugging away. You guys are doing great, I think.
Oh, we're so proud of you. I mean, just I'm like a beaming, proud parent, yes.
Sure, get it. One of the things coming up, though, we have Halloween, and there's going to be a chance for people associated with Rise Up Recovery to cut loose a little bit with a sober Halloween program or a party. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, even if you're not connected with Rise Up Recovery,
come
get connected. Yeah, it is one of the things that works really well for us is our community events.
Mm-hmm.
They are generally well attended. I mean, look at our barbecue. There was, what, 700-800 people that came through that. People are desperately craving safe, sober, healthy fun.
Yeah.
And so every month we try to provide something. And so this month, because of Halloween, we are going to have a sober Halloween costume party.
Sure.
So there'll be games, prizes, probably more candy. Please come, at least for the candy, so I don't have to take it home or so it doesn't have to sit around the office.
Right.
And it's just going to be a night full of fun and costumes. And we're telling people, don't have too scary of costumes, because there's going to be kids. Kid sure. friendly. It's kid family friendly. Friendly.
Good, good.
We might even cut loose and have a little bit of music playing if you want to dance. Or, and we're going to have food.
Food.
So nothing draws people greater than food.
All right. And when, where, and what time?
Oh, now you're really testing me. I should have.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. It's Halloween, so it's on the 31st.
Okay.
Which I didn't know that last month, by the way. I said, when is Halloween again? November? So my staff was giving me a hard time about that. But yeah, so it is October 31st over at Rise Up Recovery. And
okay.
I want to say it starts at 6.
Okay. Are you going to be completely inside the office center? Are you going to use the little plot of land next to for maybe some outdoor kind of stuff?
We'll probably be inside.
Mostly inside?
Mostly inside.
Well, October, cold, you know.
Yes.
Some people are still hoping for another Halloween blizzard like we had all those many years ago.
Yeah, I think I was like...
It was in 91, so okay. Figure from there. Yeah, I'm not going to ask 13, you, but...
12, 13 years old, something like that. I remember that, though. But yes, no, so inside, and it'll be upstairs and downstairs, so both levels will have different activities going on in both levels. So, yeah, come join us.
And then, of course, coming up in November, since we're talking a little bit about the end of October, November, your annual banquet.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be at Almquist Farm again this year.
Yes.
And this is a prime event for Rise Up Recovery. It's always done so well. It's put together so well and very well attended. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about the annual banquet, what it's for, and the details about attending.
Yeah. We are really excited about this year's event. I would say this is our third annual banquet.
Mm-hmm.
Year one was really all about vision casting. I mean, we were kind of doing the work. It was basically me meeting with people in coffee shops.
Sure.
Like, hey, God's given us this vision. Help us. Help us make it happen. That was basically year one.
Mm-hmm.
Year two was, hey, we've been doing some work, and it's been good work, and here's some testimonies, but also here's a really big vision.
And those testimonies were very moving, too.
Yes.
I was there. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, they were wonderful.
Yeah, right? So good work happening, lives being impacted, and here's an even greater vision. Mm-hmm. Help us. This year is really holy buckets. Look at what God has done, partnering with all of you amazing people to make this vision a reality. Come and hear what awesome things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing families and generations completely transformed and changed. And I mean, just blow your mind kind of thing. It's going to be so powerful.
Yeah.
Amazing food again from Meatheads.
Oh, yes. They were great last year.
Everybody leaves saying the best part of the whole thing was the food. So I don't know whether to be honored or offended by that, but hey, we're going to keep going with them.
Take it at face value. Yeah, exactly. It was all good.
So come enjoy amazing food, powerful testimonies. It's going to be a night filled with absolute hope. And it's at Almquist Farms, November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting it a little bit early. So dinner will start at 6:30, but we are encouraging people to come at 6 o'clock to have kind of a social time.
Mixer, yep.
Some pictures. We've got a soda bar, you know, that kind of thing. So 6 o'clock, Almquist Farms. And this year, we are praying that there's not a snowstorm, because last year there was.
I was just going to mention that.
So hopefully no snowstorm this year. And, you know, really our heart this year is to showcase what God has done over this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, raise funds. And the purpose and where all the funds will go this year is to pay off Providence House as quickly as possible.
Sure.
Because the faster we can pay off that home, the more all of that money can go directly
into other programs,
lives. You know, that's our heart.
If you don't mind me asking, what is the balance for Providence House at this point?
So we have yet to make a payment and an interest payment. That comes due in December. So we've had a great relationship with our bank. They have been very supportive of us, and they gave us 2 years to get up and running before the note becomes, all right, now we've got to rubber meets the road. Let's make this happen. So this is, and I say this out loud boldly and confidently, our goal and prayer, because we have a big God and we believe in him, is to get it paid off before we have to pay a dollar of interest.
Sure.
So that's a big number, and we know it can happen. So
all right.
It's about $450,000.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
With all the construction and all that, you know, everything that...
All the renovations that had to go on, all the upgrades to bring it to code.
Yes.
So if there are people out there that are willing, and I'm sure there are, or if there are just tons of people that can give $30 each, something like that.
Well, yeah, and even, you know, last month we had Hope here with us as we were talking about the marathon. And unfortunately, the Twin Cities Marathon was canceled this year because of the heat index. But this morning, actually, the guys just ran their little pseudo-marathon. I think they each ran 8 miles or something like that to pile up to be the marathon.
Sure.
And so this morning, if you saw us, as if you were driving by Rise Up and you saw people with orange signs hooting and hollering and a cowbell, that was us welcoming our runners home, congratulating them. And they have raised almost $5,000.
Nice.
Towards that goal. And so you can also go on our website to contribute to that 26.2 to Rise Up campaign. We'll close that on Halloween evening. So,
and we're just about at that time where we're going to be concluding the segment, and you talked about the website, and so I'd like to give you the opportunity to provide that information for all kinds of reasons. If people wish to donate, they have questions, or if they have a need for assistance, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. So go to our website, www.riseuprecoverymn.com. It's a pretty robust website. You can also buy tickets to the banquet on there, and we are almost sold out. We have probably 25 tickets left.
Wow.
For the banquet. So get your tickets. They're going fast. We'd love to see you there.
All right. I have been speaking with the executive director of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings, Tiffany Newharth. It's always good to have you in. We have such a great time.
Yes, thanks so much, Mike.
You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
Scared to move and walk out of this tomb. Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time.
There is a lot of good going on in the Hastings and Prescott area, and KDWA would love to help. If you have a community event, let KDWA help spread the word. Send the details by email to communityevents@kdwa.com or call 651-437-1460. KDWA, partnering with the community since 1963.